It's a state within a state, an invisible hand whose players act behind the scenes. It's a deep state beast for Trump to disrobe until its members are exposed. He's already lifted the skirt.
I think it's pretty sad when intelligence reports get leaked out to the press. I think it's pretty sad. First of all, it's illegal.
And out of the Beltway swamp, a criminal beast breaks through. The Jewish lobby, the CIA, the military Wall Street complex, and the NGOs. If you don't play ball with the Jewish lobby, your career on Capitol Hill is over. Stuffing cash into the coffers of Gentile hacks means a deep state slush fund that keeps on giving. Second, corporate interests are the CIA's game. In pushing U.S. hegemony worldwide, anyone standing in its way, like Russia and Iran, are targeted. It's an open secret that the CIA and Mossad copulated together to create Al-Qaeda to perpetuate that endless war on terror. ISIS was birthed from the same womb. And the secret that the CIA can buy a journalist cheaper than a call girl is paraded on every page of the Washington Post and on every line of the New York Times. Third, the military Wall Street complex thrives wherever a threat can be cooked up. Resist Zionist aggression, like Syria. Jewish Wall Street and its defense clients move in to make a killing. War is a racket, said General Smedley. It's a deep state racket looking for wars in anti-Zionist places. Fourth, NGOs like George Soros's Open Society have agents around the globe bent on overthrowing governments overtly, what the CIA used to do covertly. Since 2012, millions of dollars have been funneled through the State Department to Soros groups in Macedonia, working to destabilize its Russia-friendly government. It's a deep state snake which strikes with or without consent of any U.S. president. And by the way, Soros' real name is Georgi Schwartz, yet another Jew hiding behind a Gentile name. So, how can Trump beat the deep state? Remove its moles from within, like Kushner, Cohn, and Mnuchin. Tell Israel to take their Jewish state and shove it. Stop cooking up threats. Trade with nations, not tirades against them. And grow a peace economy on the grave of the war economy. You can do it, Mr. Trump. Drain the deep state. That's the real swamp.